NBC's late-night host Seth Meyers says U.S. complicit in death and suffering in Gaza, doesn't mention Hamas looting food. By Simon Kent on July 29, 2025. NBC's late-night host Seth Meyers had some stern words for the world on Monday night as he stepped out of his comedian persona to focus on the Gaza Strip. He doesn't like what he sees there and knows exactly where the blame lies. And it has nothing to do with the Hamas terrorist organization. Concluding a closer look segment mocking President Donald Trump's trip to Scotland, Meyers turned serious as he highlighted Trump's response to a question about the turmoil in Gaza, where the president lamented a lack of recognition for U.S. food aid. "We gave $60 million 2 weeks ago, and nobody even acknowledged it. For food. And it's terrible. You really at least want to have somebody say, 'Thank you,'" Trump said. Meyers unleashed, saying, "We need to feed the children. We need to end the killing. We need a ceasefire and to free the hostages." But only Trump could respond with, "Ahem, does anyone have anything to say to me?" Like a DoorDash driver looking for a rating. The comedian acknowledged his self-serious tone and said, "This is a comedy show and I know a lot of people are going to say, 'Why are you talking about this? Just make jokes.' And we try every day. We try. But we are also human beings and we are appalled by the unspeakable horrors currently unfolding in Gaza." While attacking Trump, Meyer conveniently forgot to mention just how much Hamas terrorists have stopped the flow of food aid and held it up for ransom. As Joel Polak of Breitbart News reported, more than half of the aid trucks that entered the Gaza Strip from Egypt via the Rafah crossing on Sunday, during a surge of aid, were looted, according to a Qatari-funded newspaper quoted by the Times of Israel. Separately, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, posted video of what it said were armed Hamas operatives looting an aid truck last Thursday. Polak further made clear the terrorists have no desire to end the conflict they started with Israel. Israel began a surge of humanitarian aid over the weekend, responding to international pressure. Hamas refuses to end the war by releasing the Israeli hostages it holds, with 20 presumed living and 30 dead. For his part, Trump said Monday the children of Gaza must be fed, as he and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu say Hamas has been stealing key humanitarian aid literally for years, as Breitbart News reported. "I think before we get to phase two, which is, you know, what's going to happen afterwards, we want to get the children fed," Trump told reporters. "We made a contribution a week ago of $60 million, all going into food. We only hope the food goes to the people that need it. Because so much, as you know, when you do something there, it gets taken by Hamas or somebody, but it gets taken," he said. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.